Time for a Monday edition of Reedy's Mail. Brent Reed, the glue that holds the Triple M NRL family together. Reedy, let's launch straight into Monday. Madge Maguire, where is his future at? Has it been decided yet by the West Tigers?
Hello, mate. Yeah, well, it hasn't been decided yet, but it's certainly edging closer to a resolution. Look, they've finished the review, the much faded review into the footy club. That's been done, so that will now go to the board. The board will convene and they'll make a decision on Madge's future. So another step in the process has been done, has been completed now, and it's basically up to the board to decide when they want to meet. They'll have to go through the review, decide where they want to meet, and then we've got a decision coming. So it's not far away now.
All right, and if you had to lean one way or another, do you have an inkling on which way the decision will be?
I reckon that this one's ebbing and flowing a little bit, Liam. You know, a week ago I would have thought Madge was gone. There were some whispers over the weekend that perhaps they were now leaning towards keeping him. I think it'll, to a large extent, I think it'll depend on what their alternatives are. If they can perhaps convince Cameron Ciraldo that the job is a job that he would want, then, you know, that might spell trouble for Madge. But if they can't, if their alternatives aren't better than what they've got, I think they'll stick with what they've got. But it may hinge to a large extent on whether Cameron Ciraldo wants the job or not.
All right, better the devil you know for the West Tigers, potentially. Let's move on to someone who had his future decided late Friday evening. The Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs really tried to sort of usher this one out once all the news services had gone to air. Adam Elliott and the Bulldogs mutually agreed to part ways. Where is his future now?
Yeah, look, the fact that they're close to a decision at the West Tigers on Michael Maguire's future, that's got the potential impact on Adam Elliott because, you know, obviously there's a sense they want to wait to see who the coach is before they make any moves in the player market. They're the club that's got the money sitting there ready to go for a guy like Adam Elliott. So the fact we're close on Madge and the decision there would I think suggest that may have a ripple effect for Adam Elliott as well, that maybe the Tigers are close to making a call on Adam Elliott and whether they keep him on or sign him or not. So the two of them I don't think are mutually exclusive. I think there's a link there. I'm not sure who else is in for Adam Elliott. I haven't really been able to find anyone who's put their hand up and said we desperately want him, but certainly the Tigers have an interest there and it could hinge on whether they make a call on Madge this week.
All right, well, we wait to see Adam Elliott's future there. You would expect him to remain in the NRL, even if somebody comes in from a bit later at a discounted rate. Mm. Newcastle Knights, the season is done. They went down fighting against Parramatta yesterday. And now the question comes back around to Mitchell Pearce.
Yeah, there's been so many rumours about Pearce in his future there. I mean, obviously the club hasn't said they're willing to let Pearce go, and Mitch hasn't agitated to get a release, but despite that, the rumours won't go away. And look, I think the interesting thing for me about this is we saw Kalen Ponga up in the line yesterday. When he got his hands on the ball, he created havoc. You know, if there is a move with Pearce over the off-season, and there's a chance there could be, I would think, that could be the prelude to Kalen Ponga moving to six on a permanent basis next year. So it's a really interesting situation. I know down the track at some point it looks like Pat Kalen will move to six at the Knights. If Piercy goes, if that does happen, I'm not sure it will. I think it's genuinely up in the air. It'll depend on what Mitch wants, whether Mitch wants to go or not. If Mitch wants to stay, he'll be there. If Mitch wants to go and find a two-year deal somewhere, he could leave. If that happens, don't be surprised that Kalen Ponga has moved to six next year.
Oh, well, there are a lot of Knights fans crying out for him to get more of the ball in yesterday's loss. So you imagine a move to six would fix that problem. 32 years of age, Mitchell Pearce, and, you know, he's won everything. He's won a comp, he's won Origin, and I'm sure there's some teams that wouldn't mind his expertise, particularly those contending for the premiership or that think they're contending for a premiership. The other team whose season is now over is the Gold Coast Titans, and as a Titans supporter, why Patrick Herbert didn't throw that pass will remain one of the great mysteries of rugby league. But let's talk about Ash Taylor. He wasn't a part of the team that went down on the weekend, and he's probably not likely to be part of the club any longer either.
No, that's official now, Liam, that Ash Taylor, the million-dollar man, or he has been for the past 3 years, will not be offered a new deal at the Gold Coast. Look, he hadn't played in the past month or so, and the indications were that he wouldn't get an offer out of them. It's now official. That won't be happening. And I guess we wait to see whether Ash Taylor lands a club somewhere. And there's every chance Ash Taylor won't get a job in the NRL next year, which is remarkable when you think he's been a $1 million player for 3 years and he actually might be left without a contract altogether. So it's one to watch over the off-season, that one.
That's a huge pay cut if it does happen. All right, so Ash Taylor potentially without a club. Adam Elliott, we think West Tigers, just waiting for confirmation on Madge's future. Mitchell Pearce, we're not sure, but it could mean a promotion to number six for Kalen Ponga. And Michael Maguire, the big story as we continue to wait the review in for the West Tigers, and now it's just a matter of decision-making.
That will be the big story all week, that one.
Well,
that will
like
be the big
it.
Story all week, that one. We'll wait to see how it plays out.
Very nice work, Reedy, for your Monday. We will speak to you Thursday on The Rush Hour.
Good stuff.